Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jake Powell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kemp Wicker. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Kemp Wicker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting 8th. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Gailhouse. And now, play ball. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolfe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Gehrig moves to third. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehrig scores. Dickey moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hefner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Kemp Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is called out on strikes. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Crosetti steals second. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Rolf takes first base on ball 4. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 1 in the game. Croner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kemp Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 0 for 1 in the game. Wicker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Hale reaches second base with a double. Trotsky scores. There goes Campbell trying to get to third. DiMaggio throws the ball into Crosetti, who relays the ball to Rolf, who tags Campbell for the out. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse hits a pop-up towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kemp Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 0 for 2 in the game. Wicker hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kroner strikes out. Dickey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kroner out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wicker. Averill moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trotsky moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Soltis is walked intentionally. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Pitlock, and Larry drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rolf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rolf moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner fields it and throws to second for the out. Rolf moves to third. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell strikes out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk pinch hits for Don Hefner. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye F. Rom League Park in Cleveland.